FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A government shutdown off the table for now. President Biden signing a short-term spending bill late last night, funding the government only into the new year. Some measures just temporary.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying the only way to avoid these continued last-minute spending showdowns is for both parties to compromise.
Because of bipartisan cooperation, we're keeping the government open without any poison pills or harmful cuts to vital programs.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Also in Washington, New York Congressman George Santos defiant, calling a newly released Congressional Ethics Committee report biased. It says Santos blatantly used campaign funds to pay his rent, buy designer goods, get Botox treatments, and an OnlyFans account. He's planning a news conference for after Thanksgiving. President Biden wraps up the APEC summit in San Francisco today. This is ABC News. Starbucks workers walking off the job for one day in more than 200 locations around the country. They hope it brings attention to what they call low wages in high-priced cities. Lou Epstein is a barista in Washington State.
We are so understaffed that we, like a single barista, is doing the work of three people, and it is extremely unsafe.
The former girlfriend of rapper-producer Sean Diddy Combs is accusing him of sex trafficking and sexual assault. ABC's Lionel Moise on her lawsuit.
Cassandra Ventura claims shortly after meeting Combs when she was 19, he began drugging her, beating her, and forcing her to have sex with male prostitutes. She also claims near the end of their relationship in 2018, Combs forced his way into her home and raped her.
Combs' lawyer is calling Ventura's claims outrageous, saying she's been demanding $30 million in a blackmailing attempt. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Embrace winter at J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Discover fly racing snowmobile riding gear for the entire family, along with top-notch helmets. Explore Chilton trailers and power up with a new Jiffy ice auger. We're your trusted sales and service dealer for all power sports and marine equipment. Visit us on Highway 182 and check out our Performance Power Sports showroom at Sugarbush Road inside the Sugarbush Bar. And yes, the bar is open. And J&A Services Marine and Power Sports is your home for quality and experienced service.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Landon. Listen to my show, The Buck Off, on Friday, November 17th. We're getting ready for the gun hunting opening weekend. And if you're looking for that amazing deer or an amazing deal, we've got you covered on The Buck Off. Presented to you by Wisconsin Area Music Industry, the Junkyard Bar and Grill in Wisconsin Rapids, and the Kellner Cafe.
The hunt is on this Friday night from 9 to 11. Brought to you by the Big Dipper, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Northwood Supper Club, Seed and Feed in Fifield, Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, and by Wildwoods Taxidermy of Fifield.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Department of Workforce Development economist Dennis Winters.
People are getting jobs, they're getting paid well, and hence they're spending that money. And as you know, that's what drives the U.S. economy pretty much.
More than 3 million people are working in non-farm jobs in Wisconsin. That's close to a record. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher and Tom Tiffany were the only two members of Wisconsin's delegation to vote against a bill to avoid a government shutdown. The bill divides government funding into two portions with new deadlines in January and February. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sunday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield. It's the St. Francis Holiday Fair held in the church basement, featuring things such as baked goods, arts and crafts, gift baskets, in-house raffle, and a 50-50 raffle. Again, that is Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sunday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church.
Leaning into local radio, 98 Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. David Dean Rose, age 79, Park Falls, died on Monday, November 13th at his home. He is survived by his three children, John Rose of Colfax, Joe Rose of Plymouth, Minnesota, and Heidi Pipcorn of Elk Mound. Further survived by seven grandchildren, by his brother, Paul Rose of Butternut, and by his sister, Judy Peterson of Park Falls, survived also by his special niece, Molly, and many other nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut on Monday, November 20th at 1 p.m. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church Monday from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for David Dean Rose, age 79, Park Falls. Bernice Helen Polacek passed away peacefully on November 8th at the Northern Lights Care Facility in Washburn, Wisconsin. She is survived by her husband of 67 years, Joseph, by her children, Mark Polacek, Brian Polacek, Gerald Polacek, and Janine Dobson. Survived also by 10 grandchildren, by 18 great-grandchildren, and by her brother, Raymond Voken. Memorial services to be held 12 noon on Saturday, November 18th at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home located in Phillips. Visitation to be held 1 hour prior to the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Bernice Helen Polacek. Dorothy M. Pishka, 92, formerly of Prentice, passed away the morning of November 11th at Aspirus Wausau Hospital after a short illness. She is survived by her four children, Shelley Lewandowski of Mosinee, by Michael Pishka of Wausau, by Mark Pishka of Rothschild, and by Sharon Weeks of Mosinee. Survived also by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her siblings, Betty Carlson, Helen Best, by Sharon Jilka, and by Jack Collander. Survived also by her sisters-in-law. Memorial service will be held 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 25th at the First Baptist Church in Prentice. Visitation beginning at 9:30 a.m. and continuing until the time of the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy M. Pishka, 92, formerly of Prentice. Bernice M. Watland, age 100 of Park Falls, died on Monday, November 13th at Marshfield Hospital in Minocqua. She is survived by her two daughters, Nancy Lee Nelson of Westfield, and by Cora Lee Erickson of Minocqua. Survived also by five grandchildren, by seven great-grandchildren, and by one great-great-granddaughter, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial Mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls, Monday, November 20th, 11 a.m. Father Sanjay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Monday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Bernice M. Watland, age 100, Park Falls. Irvin H. Engel, age 97, of Butternut, passed away peacefully on November 10th with his daughter by his side. He is survived by his six children, Perry Engel of Plover, Wisconsin, Doug Engel of Bourne, Texas, by Dawn Engel of Park Falls, by Craig Engel of Bourne, Texas, and by Cindy Engel of South Lake, Texas, and by Scott Engel of Saratoga Springs, Utah. Survived also by 14 grandchildren, by four great-grandchildren, by his brother, Donald Engel of Fort Atkinson, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private family service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Irvin H. Engel, age 97, Butternut. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips. Now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Landon. Listen to my show, The Buck Off, on Friday, November 17th. We're getting ready for the gun hunting opening weekend. And if you're looking for that amazing deer or an amazing deal, we've got you covered on The Buck Off. Presented to you by Wisconsin Area Music Industry, the Junkyard Bar and Grill in Wisconsin Rapids, and the Kellner Cafe.
The hunt is on this Friday night from 9 to 11. Brought to you by the Big Dipper, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Northwoods Supper Club, Seed and Feed in Fifield, Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, and by Wildwoods Taxidermy of Fifield. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 38 degrees. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 25. Winds remain southwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the middle 40s. Winds west, 5 to 15. Saturday night, mostly clear skies. Diminishing winds. Lows fall back to 24. Sunday, sunshine remains in the forecast. Highs reach 45. Then lows head down to 27 on Sunday night with increasing clouds. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 25.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. NFL Thursday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens rebound 4 days after their loss to Cleveland.
The Ravens beat the Bengals 34-20 as both teams lost key members of their offense. The Bengals led 10-7 until Lamar Jackson threw touchdown passes to Nelson Aguilar and Rashad Bateman in the final 2:20 of the first half. Jackson was 16 of 26 for 264 yards and had 54 yards rushing.
We really needed that after the defeat to the Browns, where we, you know, we went through Sunday a few days ago, but I like how our team responded.
Baltimore tight end Mark Andrews could miss the rest of the season after suffering an ankle injury in the first quarter. Gus Edwards ran for the Ravens' other two TDs. I'm Dave Ferry.
In the NHL, winners included Ottawa, New Jersey, Arizona, Vegas, Tampa Bay, Calgary, Seattle, and Los Angeles. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, the Miami Heat remain the NBA's hottest team after disposing of the Brooklyn Nets.
The Heat own a 7-game winning streak after Jimmy Butler and Duncan Robinson led their 122-115 win against the Nets. Butler scored 18 of his 36 points in the third quarter. He says their unselfish offense has fueled the winning streak.
We really do love when everybody else scores, not just ourselves, so if somebody's open, they got to get the ball.
Robinson had 26 points for the Heat, who own the NBA's longest current winning streak and their longest since the 2017-18 season. Mikal Bridges and Lonnie Walker, the fourth, each scored 23 for the Nets. And Nick Claxton had 16 points on 7 of 7 from the field. Brooklyn is the last team to beat the Heat. I'm Dave Ferry.
One other game had Oklahoma City defeating Golden State 128-109. And one men's top 25 college basketball final from last night at number 6 Houston defeating Towson 65-49. This is SRN Sports.
College hoops tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Head coach Greg Gard and the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team will be at home tonight in the Kohl Center, taking on a team from Pennsylvania, Robert Morris University. The Badgers now 1-2 for the season after losses to Tennessee and the other night at Providence. Also in Madison, Camp Randall busy today with the final WIAA State Football Championships, Divisions 1, 2, and 3, competing for the state tournament trophy. NFL, Packers host the Chargers on Sunday, the kickoff at noon. Green Bay will be wearing those green jerseys with gold numbers from the 1950s that have been so popular the past 3 years. After a slow start, Packers running back A.J. Dillon seems to be back to his old self, Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I think he's done a much better job in terms of running with better pad level, finishing forward, breaking tackles. Certainly, I think that's going to be a big key in this game. I think, you know, you look at the Chargers.
That's the Packers head coach, Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I met the love of my life. Her name's Sam. She's great. We've been together 5 years. I remember we first started dating in a couple months. She was like, Michael, if we're still together at Thanksgiving, will you come have Thanksgiving dinner with my family? You don't have to say if we're still together. I'm not just going to show up regardless. Who would do that? Just like, ding dong. Happy Thanksgiving. Hi, everybody. Yeah, Grandma. Hi. Oh, yeah, I know we're not together anymore, but I was invited. These are my plans. I take Evites very seriously.
Isn't it a lovely day? It's Friday. We're all in a great mood. Yes. The weekend's almost here.
You know what? We're in the holiday spirit.
And we're all having a happy damn Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, the worst time of the year to travel.
How does this music make you feel?
TSA just announced that they're predicting the busiest holiday travel season ever.
Yeah.
And this was a classy move. Southwest cut right to the chase and canceled all their flights.
Pump it in there, baby.
Here's another song from our starting lineup.
Just keep a trickling the ball down the field, boys.
98Q Country.
And you know what? Not so much the heat as it is the gosh darn humidity. And then, you know that, you know, when you sit there in the bed and you're just sweaty, you know, and you go to reach for the water on the nightstand and you slide right out of bed and the wife says,
stop making so much noise, you're waking me up, go to sleep.
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah?
Times like that make me think about moving up north, you know.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'd do it too. Of course, then I couldn't watch the Packers, you know. The Packers are, gosh, I like the Packers. I'd do anything for the Packers. Who can forget Vince Lombardi, you know, back in the glory years? Not me, boy. Well, anyhow, it's getting to be that time of year, eh?
Yeah.
I'm a deer hunter, how do you do? I got this deer hunting rapping tale for you. I'm so excited, it's my favorite time of year. I love to feast my bonds, chasing trophy deer. But don't clap your hands to the stomping of the feet, cause yeah, he's like me, he can't keep a steady beat, no.
Come on, I guess hit with the beat, hey. You can do it.
I got a great big knife, cause the hunting is my life. It's my chance to drink beer and get away from the wife. It's a boys' night out, acting stupidly. Say now, baby, don't you think maybe, how about you and me, yeah? Well, you partied all night, never made it to our bunks. And I was sitting in the tree stand on a tree day drunk. Wind was blowing 45, temp 30 below. I was freezing to death, then it started to snow. So I got down from the tree stand, start heading for the truck. And that's when I seen it there, the 30-point buck.
30-point buck.
30-point buck.
30-point buck.
Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking on the ground. He was so rutiful, so beautiful. Strutted right out of my dreams. He was created by God, just for outdoor magazines. Now I'm not much for thinking. No, I don't do it often. But I had an idea.
Yeah, what was that?
To put that 30-pointer right in his coffin. Yeah.
You get him there, Clyde. Believe me when I see it here, bud.
30-point buck. Couldn't get to my grenades.
Yeah, right.
The howitzer was in the shop. My stomach was tied into a monkey knot. Yeah, my only hope was Betty Lou. She was the one. A combination AK-57 Uzi Raider laser triple barrel double scoped heat-seeking shotgun. The women clapping in the back there, I gotta make that. Well, he was coming for me, getting bigger and bigger, but my fingers were so frozen I could not pull the trigger. I kicked off my boots, fired with my big toe. I was Dirty Harry, John Wayne, and G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe?
Was only 10 feet away, still I couldn't seem to hit him, and he wouldn't run away. And after 20 minutes, when the smoke cleared, there were hunters on the ground in the world's biggest deer. Standing tall and proud, he looked at me and yawned, and then a flash of white, and there he was, gone.
Oh, it's all right, Clyde. Don't worry about it.
Well, seven men got up, and then one fell down. A big lump of blaze orange, shaking on the ground. At first I thought he was one of the boys, but it was a no brother good-in-law of mine from Illinois.
Only cheeseheads in here, right, boys? Send him back on the next plane, you know.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer? As we jumped into the truck, then I'm gonna get that 30-point buck. Yeah, I'm gonna get that 30-point buck. I'm gonna get that 30-point buck.
30-point buck.
Oh,
soothing Earnhardt. Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part. We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that song dress. And the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
Smith, new artist, new song called Creek Will Rise at 98Q Country. And a Friday begins here at 7:32. It's a little cooler out there. Oh, yeah. Yesterday was, it was mild up until probably, what, 7 or 8 o'clock last night. It was still pretty mild last night. We knew the cool stuff was coming, and it moved in quickly overnight. And we saw daytime temperatures today top out, or yesterday rather, top out at close to 60. And today we'll see high temperatures. I don't know. My computer that gives me the weather has told me that you do not have an internet connection. Well, that's not encouraging. Please double check your. They're assuming that I checked it already. I always like the little messages you get on your phone because they treat you like you're some kind of a idiot. You know, please double check your internet connection. Well, I have to check it first, and then I will check it the second time. So you're on your own for the weather today. Good luck. It's going to actually be rather mild for the opener of the week of the gun deer season, with temperatures at least in the 40s, and then we'll get a little taste of the cooler stuff. But right now, the weather is shaping up to be pretty good for being productive out there in the woods. The number of hunters in the woods, they estimate at 600,000, continues to decline a little bit every few years. Now, we have an addition tonight. The hunt is on. It is a two-hour show featuring hunting songs and talking hunting and a little comedy, and that'll be tonight from 9 to 11 following the Bucks game. That is a Civic Media produced. That's not me. I appreciate other people doing some stuff like this. Pretty cool. We, all of us will be here on Saturday taking your calls a little bit earlier. Usually we're from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., but we have the Bucks this year. We have the Bucks. We're real thrilled to have them on the air, but that's going to slide our Deer Hunters Roundup show just a little bit here and there. 4 to 7 will be the Deer Hunters Roundup show on the opener on Saturday tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So we're inconveniencing you by going earlier, so we figured we add an hour, and maybe that would just stop you from whining. 6 to 8, the truth hurts. 6 to 8 on Sunday, and then Monday we're late because of the Bucks. We're 8 to 10 on Monday, and then Tuesday normal time. Wednesday we're a little bit earlier due to the Bucks, as we are Friday, and then normal show next Saturday, Sunday. The list of times at 98qcountry.com under the Deer Hunters Roundup. We have some special guests that will be joining us this year. We have some folks from the Seed and Feed in Fifield. We have folks from Essential Shooting Supplies that will be coming in sometime during the week. And I believe we have the return of the president, CEO, CFO, CEO of the FPH Fancy Country Club. I believe Sausage is going to make an appearance again this year. That's right. We had a lot of fun with him last year. So we'll just, and of course, the show's fun and it's successful because of all of you and your phone calls. I tell you what, and every year we continue to take it up a notch prize-wise. And I can guarantee you, I do not have the prize list in front of me, but it will be revealed during the show, and it is going to be something else. It's going to be something else. We've got some really cool stuff that we will be giving away during the Deer Hunters Roundup. So that's what we got going on as far as the weekend goes. Bucks tonight, and then Packers will be on Sunday with a 10 a.m. pregame and a noon kickoff. The good news is about the good news about the Packers stinking is you don't have to really show much interest, right? I mean, you may, if you want to watch it, sure. I mean, the Packers are what we thought they were going to be this year. They were going to be a young team with a young quarterback, and they probably weren't going to be able to finish games, and that's exactly what they're doing. 7-8 wins is kind of what they're on track for. They're 3-6 right now. So we'll talk with Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, the guy who is everywhere. He's at the Bucs games. He's at the Packer games. He even slips over to a few Badger games. So he's going to talk a little bit about, he had a little one-on-one sit-down with Pat Murphy, the new head coach, the manager of the Brewers. So we'll get some insight from him about that, the Packer-Charger game, and also a little story about Packer coach Mike Holmgren. He told me he's got a little something he wants to share with him about Mike Holmgren. So Mike Clemens will join us at 9 this morning. That's a real nice, I really enjoy talking with Mike. He's on the inside, and we feel privileged to have him as a part of our show each Friday. Let's get the latest now. We give you news and sports updates on the half hour. Let's do it now.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A government shutdown off the table for now. President Biden signing a short-term spending bill late last night, funding the government only into the new year. Some measures just temporary.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying the only way to avoid these continued last-minute spending showdowns is for both parties to compromise.
Because of bipartisan cooperation, we're keeping the government open without any poison pills or harmful cuts to vital programs.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Also in Washington, New York Congressman George Santos defiant, calling a newly released Congressional Ethics Committee report biased. It says Santos blatantly used campaign funds to pay his rent, buy designer goods, get Botox treatments, and an OnlyFans account. He's planning a news conference for after Thanksgiving. President Biden wraps up the APEC summit in San Francisco today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest national Marquette poll finds Nikki Haley doing the best of the Republicans against President Biden. 55% of registered voters back Haley in a hypothetical matchup with Biden, while Donald Trump would beat Biden with 52%. The same poll shows Haley trailing Trump by more than 30 points. Wisconsin wildlife officials are expecting a smaller harvest for opening weekend of the gun deer season. The Department of Natural Resources' Jeff Pritzel says that's due to a number of factors, including the weather forecast.
Unless we get snow again like we did, and that's not an annual occurrence anymore. So if we don't get the snow we had last year, I find it'll be hard to match the numbers we had last year.
Pritzel spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 9th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Park Falls Lions Club is hosting a radio auction at the American Legion Hall and on 98.3. To bid, call 715-762-3032 or stop in. You can also check the Park Falls Lions Club online at eclubhouse.org, and items can be viewed at the Legion Hall the day of the auction. All proceeds go to supporting the projects of the Park Falls Lions Club.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's the Packers against the Chargers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 3-6 Packers host the 4-5 Chargers Sunday at Lambeau Field. Former offensive tackle Brian Bulaga is in town and says he wants to retire as a Packer. Bulaga played for both Green Bay and the Chargers. Kickoff at noon, game time weather pretty good for the middle of November. Sunshine and 45. Although Green Bay has struggled with this young roster, one player is having a great rookie season. Jaden Reed's stats are getting close to another receiver, Sterling Sharp. I asked Reed, what's the key to preparing for these games?
Getting a better feel for the offense, understand my job, and just, you know, study your opponent, know what they do, and, you know how to attack them.
College football. The Badgers hope to snap a 3-game losing streak when they host Nebraska 6:30 tomorrow night in Madison. Badgers running back Braylon Allen trying to come back from a high ankle sprain. Will he be able to play?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A couple local sports notes. The Butternut Midget girls team opened up their season last night with a home victory, defeating Tomahawk 49-37. Jersey Polinchek led all scorers with 22, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists. Kendra Pritzel added 14 points, and Izzy Przybylski grabbed 5 rebounds to go with some great defense also. So the Butternut girls 1-0. They will travel to take on New Auburn coming up November 28th. Heard a couple of games here last night. Rib Lake on 103.1. They topped Shawamigan to open up the Merrillwood season. Rib Lake girls win it 84-27. It was Phillips also opening up their conference season, defeating Prentice 83-36. Merrill, a winner over Ashland girls last night, 61-16. And the Medford girls, they topped Hayward last night by a score of 42-36 in girls basketball action.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Aw, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com. Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Hunters and fishermen, preserve the beauty of your harvest this season with Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Wisconsin. Travis is among the most experienced and professional taxidermists in the North Woods and beyond. Extra special care is always taken when handling and preserving your pride of the season. And if you can dream it, Travis will bring it to life. For more information, call 715-762-5550 or see wildwoodstaxidermy.biz and like them on Facebook too.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Are you looking for a fun and exciting work environment? You'll find it at Lake of the Torches with both full-time and part-time positions available. Receive a $500 sign-on bonus and earn up to $200 in every paycheck for perfect attendance. Plus, enjoy an extensive benefits package that includes medical, dental, and optical insurance. Fill out an application today at lakeofthetorches.com. Working is more fun at the lake.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Ready, ready, ready.
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 38 degrees. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 25. Winds remain southwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the middle 40s. Winds west, 5 to 15. Saturday night, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, lows fall back to 24. Sunday, sunshine remains in the forecast, highs reach 45, then lows head down to 27 on Sunday night with increasing clouds. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 25.
98Q Country, Park Falls, Wisconsin, home of the Packers.
At 7:50, Joel here. Austin's hanging around. How we doing, Austin?
Doing pretty good.
All right.
Glad to see the sun.
Yeah, glad to see the sun. A little cool out there this morning, but we'll take it.
It was annoying finding frost on my windshield, but that's about it.
Yeah, but
I'll take that any day.
Because just think that this day right here, mid-20s as a wake-up temp, once we get into February, we would just be thrilled.
We would be.
We would be thrilled.
We would immediately probably start making the jokes about a heat wave.
Yeah, exactly. The global warming thing is getting our vote here in the morning show. Yesterday it was wonderful. It was like 50, 60 degrees until like 7,
that was
8,
amazing.
7, 8 o'clock
last night.
Actually,
I spent it all inside.
I got all my Christmas lights up already on the outside. Look at me overachieving. Even bought a timer out there so I don't have to go up physically and unplug them and plug them in.
Yeah.
Every time. We'll see how long. It's one of those things, the plug that's on the outside of my house is the two-prong plug, and everything they make for outdoor timers and stuff like that and remote controls is all three-prong stuff pretty much. So I bought an inside timer, and it's on the outside. So we'll see how happy that little piece of equipment for $4.99 is about being on the outside.
I was going to say, that's probably not going to do too well.
Well, it's not battery powered. It's one of those little clicky, you know, you move the pin here and there, and it's very, I just hand it to my wife and I say, I have no idea what this is. I can't even figure out what time zones are right now. And so I hand it to her. She figured it out. The only thing problem we're going to have, of course, is if we get snow and then the snow or ice gets on that thing, and then those little things aren't able to click and move however they move and click. I don't know how that works. But I know that they came on, and magically, I put up a long string of lights on the front of our house, and I did that without checking. I didn't plug them in first. Usually, I plugged them in. So then I plugged it in, and there was a short segment, about 3 feet, that was not lit. So this is not good. So my wife and I, last night, were trying to figure out, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Are we going to take this and then slide everything down? And then magically, as we're standing there discussing this, that short string of lights, it came on.
Just needed some time.
It just needed a little love and a little threatening talk, apparently, too, that it was gonna go in the garbage can.
Mafia style.
Yes, we're going to talk sports. Mike Clemens will join us at 9. He's got a lot to talk about with the Brewer new manager and the Packers and the Badgers. We're also going to talk, we hope this morning, with Runaway June. They're going to be at Lake of the Torches performing tomorrow night. Country band that has had a couple of hits on the charts. So we hope to have members of the group Runaway June join us also a little bit later on this hour.
New country first. I can feel it in the air. Feel it in the whiskey in my hand.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
So up and she's gone. Guess I got too soon, too late.
You're listening to
98Q Country.
To anywhere, as long as you ain't short on time. I've been down every one in this county at least a couple thousand times.
favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.